This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Crews near Argyle and Custer County continue to battle the Elk Run fire. The blaze was ignited by lightning in the area and was reported on Wednesday afternoon. Officials say the fire is now 60% contained. No road closures or evacuation orders are in place. Local authorities say the goal is to fully contain the fire by 6 Mountain Time this evening, but crews will continue to drive through the area this weekend. 100 people from local, state, and federal agencies are working to extinguish the fire. Vermilion Police and several additional agencies were involved in a 6-hour standoff Thursday. Officers eventually took 19-year-old Jubal Grant into custody Thursday evening. Grant reportedly escaped from the Charles Mix County Jail after assaulting a jailer Wednesday night. Vermilion Police Chief Matt Benson says a car allegedly stolen by Grant was discovered in Vermilion. Benson says police went to an apartment building, evacuated residents, and tried to begin discussions with Grant.
Eventually, we were able to get a robot, which is basically just a little tracked vehicle, and the robot was able to go into the residence. It has a two-way radio on it, so we can communicate with anyone at the other end of the robot. Negotiators working had developed a plan, and their plan worked in that he was finally willing to talk to someone through the robot, and then that's eventually what led to him surrendering.
Grant was being held in Charles Mix County for a previous assault on a law enforcement officer and bond violations. Vermilion Police were assisted by the Clay County Sheriff's Department, the Division of Criminal Investigation, and the South Dakota Highway Patrol. A group of foreign investors suing over a failed beef plant in northeast South Dakota want the state to be reinstated as a defendant. Several Chinese investors want the state to remain a party in the suit related to the EB-5 Investment for Visa program. This is SDPB News.